This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And we're off. Some of you would say. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and. Boy, it's been a busy day. Kind of a boring, busy day. Head up to the website, realside.com. I'm serious, you'll enjoy that. So, last night, I'm not done with this yet, by the way, just so you're aware. Some of you got, I put up a shirt, said, what did that stupid thing say? Stand, right? Hashtag stand. I went into some place, I was talking to a young man, and I do mean a young man. I said, listen, I need something that says pound sign stand. Yeah, go ahead, laugh. He looked at me. You mean like hashtag? Hey, hashtag pound sign, tic-tac-toe sign. I don't care what you call it. I just need one. And anyway, so I put it up, hashtag stand. And underneath it, it said, make America great again. And so it looked like it was getting some traction. And then this morning I get up and there's an email that says, you can't sell this shirt. Because Make America Great Again has been trademarked by Donald J. Now, I don't know how he does that, because Clinton did it, used it. So I don't know how they pulled it off. But anyway, it doesn't matter, because I found a way around it. So the shirts will be available again. Tomorrow. So, anyhow. Huh? His lawyers are better than mine, but my brother's faster than him. So. So, we'll make a little tweak to it or something, and it'll fly. Somebody had a shirt similar to it. Was Make America, and they had three Ks in there. On America. Great again. Now, I'm sure that some sick lib did that to make the right look bad. I'm sure, because it happens like that every time. Anyway, so they'll be available. But some of you sent me emails and said, Joe, we can't wear those shirts. We get enough of a headache when we wear the hat. So raise your hands. How many of you would actually wear the shirt? I want to see it. Raise them high. See? I told you I would too, and I will. I'm going to wear one probably tomorrow night, and then you can decide from there whether you want to buy the shirt or not. It should be big enough for you to see. I'm big enough for you to see, so maybe the shirt will be big enough for you to see. But let's get to the reality of the moment. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on in D.C., but I want to talk about something going on in California. You guys probably already know about this to a big degree. But California, you know, they've pushed and poked and prodded. They're passing the California Sanctuary State bill. They're pushing after. It's just nuts. But I got to tell you, again, as usual, I said this the other night. Some of you really didn't understand what I was saying. But Californians, when you when you give them the ability to vote on their own laws, by big numbers, they vote for conservative laws. However, somehow they get involved with all the crack and the coke going around up and down the state, because then they vote in some of the most liberal, loon, liberal legislators on the planet. They do it all the time. I don't get it. Makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't understand how you guys, on one side of the coin, you'll vote for against. I mean, you voted against same-sex marriage, big numbers, twice. Once for a law, and once to make it a constitutional amendment on the California Constitution. So I don't get it. I don't get, again, how in one stretch you make it very conservative, and the others you don't. All right. But when they did a recent poll, and they studied this, Californians are overwhelmingly opposed to sanctuary city and immigration policies. Now, that's a poll that was commissioned by UC Berkeley. Berkeley! Like the most loony lib organization on the planet. Now, it's their UC Berkeley's Institute for Governmental Studies, or IGS as it's known. The director of IGS notes that 99.5% of the participants in the poll were citizens. Like, this is a problem. And the survey was only conducted in English. Again, like this was a problem. Well, that's, see, because the head of the group said, well, there's a little caveat here. I want you to understand that we only asked American citizens what they thought, and we only asked people who spoke English. I don't get it. Maybe I'm not that bright. I'm missing this. Yeah, I'm with you, which is why I don't understand why he sees it as a problem. So between August 11th and August 26th, a survey sampling international conducted the poll on behalf of UC Berkeley, sampling over 1,000 people. 74% said that local authorities should not be allowed to ignore federal detainer requests. The other 26% supported the sanctuary city policy of preventing local police and sheriff's officials from honoring immigration holds. The poll result indicated that Californians across the political spectrum and among all major ethnic groups oppose sanctuary city policies. Now, the policy of ignoring the federal detainer request was opposed by 73% of Democrats, 82% of Republicans, not that big of a spread, and 71% of independents. So we're all above the 70% mark, which, though only gives us a C as a state, it's still a passing number. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. More of this on the other side of the break. See? They're not all loons in California. I'm here. Maybe that makes me crazy. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back.
Listen in real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah. Some of this you need to... you shouldn't. It's almost like some of the stuff you'd have to be on cocaine. You'd have to be on coke for this stuff to make sense. It's just how crazy some of this stuff is. Seriously. Anyway, back to, listen, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, a million things you can do. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, and you shouldn't, and you don't need to. Seriously. You'll learn a lot about You learn a lot about the right wing. You'll learn a lot about Bible-Thumpers. And the white thing, I can't do anything about. You know what I'm saying? Just turn your screen to black and white. I'll come out a little darker. Everything will be cool. So,
I was talking about a poll that came out recently out of Berkeley. So you really got to be surprised and shocked to hear that these numbers out of Berkeley. Not that they would lie, but, you know, that might stretch the truth a tad. Now, there's no problem with this. This is really funny because the director of the governmental studies group there, or the Institute for Governmental Studies at Berkeley, said that he just wanted people to understand, now think about this, that 99% of the participants were American citizens and only spoke English. So, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe that's the way to do it, right? If you're taking a poll about how an African-American feels about something, asking a white guy that was born in Iowa might be kind of useless, don't you think? I'm just suggesting. But you guys figured that one out on your own. And it was well over 1,000 people were sampled, 74% that local authorities should not be allowed to ignore federal detainer requests. The other 26% supported the sanctuary city policy. Now, the poll results indicated Californians across the political spectrum. Now, think about this. It was 73% of the Democrats, 82% of Republicans, and 71% of independents said that they should not ignore the request by ICE. Additionally, check this out. 65% of Latinos, 75% of Asian and African Americans, and 80% of whites opposed sanctuary city policies. The key, 65% of the Latinos asked, 75% of the Asian and African Americans, and 80% of the whites opposed to, because, we're so racist. So does that mean they all are? Does that mean the 65% of Latinos that are opposed to it are racist? The same thing with the blacks and Asians? What do you think? We found a very broad-based opposition to the idea of sanctuary cities, said Jack Citrin, the director of IGS, and a UC Berkeley political science professor who has studied immigration for years. He said Californians want their local officials to abide by the request of federal authorities. Now, we can play a word game if you want. Right? We can say, well, they wrote detainer orders. You need a warrant. And the way the loons have been fighting everything, warrants wouldn't mean anything either. And it wouldn't be that hard to have a federal judge sitting and waiting to sign these orders like they're candy. You know, giving them out like they're candy. So the detainer order isn't necessarily we're going to take you in. I mean, if they get there and find out that it isn't the right guy or it isn't whatever, then they're not going to. This is just not a free-for-all to lock up anybody who looks Hispanic. In order to gauge the impact of the recent high-profile incident in California's sentiment survey, Sampling International told half the participants about the killing of the Cal Poly grad Kate Steinle, including the fact that the alleged killer was an illegal immigrant who had been previously deported several times and recently released from jail. The other half of the participants were not told about the Steinle case. You know, the one thing I think this is really funny, when you look at the horrendous crimes that were committed, they're not by the person who just came over, and they haven't had any problems, and they've been here 15 years, and they've been working a 9-to-5 job, and they're feeding their family. Now, I'm not saying it's right that they're here illegally, but I want you to hear my point. Maybe they've never been deported. They've been eluding the government for years, but they're working a job. They're taking care of their family, all right, even though they're here illegally. Those aren't the people that are being hunted down. The ones that are being hunted down, the ones that we want to hold, the ones we want to send back, are the ones that have come over the border 6, 7, 8, 9 times. They've been deported because they've been picked up for drunk driving or assault and battery or found with drugs on them. And I've got to question your sanity if you have a real problem with that. If you have a real problem with us sending those people back to where they came from, what's your motive? Because you can't tell me that person is trying to make it right for his family. There's no way. You can't make that argument. You can't get me to drink enough wine to make an argument that would make sense in that arena. Anyway, the results showed that the Steinle murder had relatively little impact on Californian views of sanctuary cities, so it wasn't a major factor for the decisions that people were making. Of those who were only asked about the policy, 71% said cities should not be allowed to ignore federal detainer requests. Among those who were told about the Steinle shooting, 76% went up 5%. 76% said they were opposed to the sanctuary city policies, and that may just be a coincidence. We don't know. But when you think about it, the California, you know, if you said point blank, I don't want you doing this. This ain't right, to use my best English. And I'm so tired of hearing about how we just don't, and they do it this way. So you're against immigration. No, actually, I'm against illegal immigration. That's what I'm against. I'm against people who want to break the law and come here and think it's perfectly fine just because they're trying to take care of their family. It doesn't make it okay. Look, I get this, so don't take this the wrong way. When you steal bread, when you steal something from a supermarket because you can't feed your kids, that doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it not stealing. It's still stealing. You're taking something that doesn't belong to you. This is part of my irritant about the government being so involved in everything. If they would allow communities and local churches to get involved again in taking care of the local community, feeding people that need help, taking care of people that need help, these issues would easily be cut in half. The churches would be reaching out. But you put the churches, I mean, some of these stupid little things that happen where the churches take federal aid in any way to help buy the food or do whatever for some of the homeless people, and all of a sudden they lose their rights? That's craziness. And it's craziness going somewhere to happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know. No comment.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuba Pete.
We are back. I'm Joe Martino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently the Syrians have stepped over the red line that Obama put in place 6 years ago. And President Trump has decided to step up and honor the ultimatum that Obama gave them 6 years ago. The U.S. has launched missiles into Syria in response to the chemical weapons attack of yesterday. Now, some people are saying that, you know, let's not jump to conclusions. We don't know for sure that the Syrians actually did that, that Assad actually did that. It might be, you know, a ruse by the, what was it, the rebels. And it could be, and it couldn't be. But every time something happens, it's some kind of conspiracy, right? It's maybe not what it seems. But at some point in time, somebody has to take action. And if the Russians can prove that it wasn't Assad, then let them do it. Enough with the playing around. We've got equipment. We've got missiles. Right? We've got fighter jets. We've got destroyers. We have aircraft carriers. About time we start showing people we're not going to sit around and allow them to take advantage around the world. Not while we're alive. Not while we have a heartbeat. The Tomahawk missile strikes destroyed portions of the Syrian President Bashar. Syrian President Bashar. Fox has learned that there was one primary target, an air base in Sharat, just located outside of Homs, a U.S. official told Fox News earlier. The military plan called for 43 Tomahawks to be fired from the USS Porter and USS Ross, the two destroyers in the Mediterranean. They carry 70 Tomahawks altogether. Man, if they've let 50 go, we need to get some more over to them quickly. U.S. defense officials tell Fox that the two warships have been training for the past 2 days to execute this mission. Our forward-deployed ships give us the capability to quickly respond to threats. These strikes in Syria are a perfect example. That's why we're there. That's what the Navy's supposed to be doing, is to make sure that people understand we will protect others that don't have the ability to protect themselves. There's nothing wrong with this, people. I love some of you really bleeding hearts that think that we can go around the world and, let's give them vaccines and let's help them, feed themselves and all this other stuff. But if they're being gassed, if they're being raped in these rape gangs, if they're being beheaded, well, we shouldn't get involved in that. Let's make sure they're, at least let's make sure they're beheaded on a full stomach. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure the girls, when they're raped, at least they have a full stomach of food and they've been vaccinated. That's important. See how dumb this sounds? If we're going to help people, if we're going to be out there trying to keep people safe, yeah, do we need help from other countries? Yeah, that would be great. So what do? Do you allow people to die by the tens of thousands because we've got nobody else on the team? Is that what you're going to say? You know, it's just nuts. And again, some of you are sending me these notes that we're bombing Syria, which is hilarious because I'm talking about it now. Always a pleasure. But listen, you know, I get it. I can beat this up for a long time. It needs to now kind of flesh out for a while. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. All right, back to California being a sanctuary state. Isn't that great? Because, you know what, of all the things we do, being a sanctuary state is one of the most important things we can do. Don't you know that? Unreal. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to discuss anything, we're here. Pretty much any topic is on the board. Sam Sorbo is going to join me after the break. And she is really all about homeschooling and why, if you're a hardcore right-wing conservative and you really want your children to know the truth about history, science, God, and those kind of things, you really need to give some thought to what you're doing in a public school. Now, some of you are going to take exception to that because of what I do. I'm a trustee in a public school. And I am not as... my attitude is this. If you as Christians, if you as people who care about kids and what our kids are learning, and some of us are, you know, there's people out there that are way too much debt to homeschool their kids, or just don't feel like they can. So how do you help your kids that are in public schools? Shouldn't you be electing more conservative, right-wing, Bible-thumping white guys, like the book says? Because I have a different viewpoint. Some of you would have an irritant with the way I'm laying that down, but here's the way I see it. Whether you believe it or not, as a Christian, right, I'm going to make sure that your kids, I'm not going to force my belief down their throat, but I'm going to make sure your kids are safe, taken care of. They're not being molested by teachers. There's a whole bunch of things I can go down and say that, as a Christian man, I'm going to make sure that those things are taken care of. Because you're putting your kids in my trust every day. And that's part of my job. I don't want to have to answer to God saying, I knew this was going on and didn't do anything about it. And you better be happy that I have a higher power that I deal with. Because I love to joke around and say things like, hey, if it was about me, if I was the higher power, you're in a lot of trouble. Because I only care about one thing, me. And what am I going to get out of it? And what am I going to do, right, to get ahead? And I don't care about you. But it doesn't work that way. I have a whole different attitude. So if you're interested in homeschooling and that aspect, then Sam Sorbo will join me in the next hour. Got a lot to talk about there. I do some crazy stories, too, right? I love some of this crazy stuff that makes absolutely no sense to me. Why people have to play with stuff all the time, I don't know. But there's a fury running around. Because a charity airbrushed the word Easter from a holiday event coming up. Or from, I should say, from the holiday event coming up. So an archbishop has accused a major charity of spitting on Christian heritage by airbrushing the word Easter out of an upcoming Sunday event. John Santamu, the Archbishop of York, took aim at the National Trust, which for the first time attempted to make a children's Easter event without the mention of Easter. Now, I don't call it Easter, but that's okay. But think about something. We've got to the point now, and I bring this up every year to my Christian friends, because I'm sorry, guys, I just don't get this. What in God's creation does a chocolate bunny and chocolate eggs and hard candy and little yellow marshmallow bunnies have to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I just don't get it. And there's a lot of holidays that originally started off or have pagan roots and Christian roots, and the early church tried to pull them together so you'd have more people at the event, right? Perfect. The Trust, a nonprofit which provides historic castles, gardens, abbeys, and other sites, invites children every year to take part of an Easter egg hunt. During the event, children look for chocolate eggs, a seasonal gift which signifies the rebirth of Christ. Now hidden around the grounds of these majestic British properties, I can only imagine what it must be like. Right? However, this year, the Trust gave the event a corporate rebrand. Instead of calling it the Cadbury Great British Egg Hunt, a reference to Cadbury chocolate brand, which supplies all the eggs, great company, the switch, part of a wider trend which has been seen Easter's Christian roots de-emphasized. Of course. You know, it's funny, you can de-emphasize it all you want. I mean, technically, it's still Resurrection Day, right? Till the day Christ rose again. You can sell Bert and Ernie puppets all day long and give away free tickets to Sesame Street. The day's still the same. The Archbishop Santamu is enraged. He's like really mad, keeping it clean. He said that it was a disgrace to the Christian faith of the founder of Cadbury. John Cadbury was a Christian. Right, some of the things he did, the company was founded on Christian principles. Why do we see the need to do this? I was just talking to somebody about this the other day, about the YMCA. The Young Man's Christian Association. But the word Christian insulted some people, made some people feel uncomfortable, so now they call it the Y. What does that mean? Why would I go there? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. And again, you know, I'm not going to watch this all night long. I'm not going to talk about this all night long. But apparently we have, the United States has launched, I won't say an attack on, we've taken action at an airport to keep the Syrians and even the Russians to a great degree from launching more attacks on their own people. You know? And this has been going on forever. And you know, who we don't all get along with, obviously. But the other day, Jake Tapper from CNN, he faulted Obama for not acting on the Syrian red line. And he said it's a perfectly legitimate criticism, and I agree with him. Of course I do, right? At the beginning of the Wednesday broadcast, CNN's the lead host, Jake Tapper, he took aim at President Donald Trump's comments about the Syrian chemical attack. But he also highlighted the fact that criticizing the former president is fair games when it comes to the Syrian red line, because he said if they did A, B, he would do C. He can't find C. He could, well, he could find C in action, but... Yeah, President Obama never had the spine or the guts. He thought you could talk your way out of everything. How well did that work? Right? Look what happened. You know, I hope some of you, and then I know that you guys on the hard left, you'll never admit to this. Remember, it was Billy Bob Clinton that signed the agreement or signed the treaty or signed it, I don't even know what you want to call it, with North Korea to keep them from getting nuclear weapons. And shortly after he signed it with them, what were they doing? They were working on getting nuclear weapons. Nobody did anything to them. Same thing with Iran. Another Democrat president signed an agreement with Iran to keep them from getting nuclear weapons. How close do you think they are? Because we hear from the intelligence agency, they already have them. The president publicly blaming Syria's dictator for a chemical attack on his own people, Tapper noted at the top of the program. He called it an affront to humanity. He called it heinous. He called it horrific. But he didn't say what he might do about it. See, here's what makes these people crazy. They think that we're supposed to sit down and discuss every one of these issues with news sources, allow them to ask all kinds of questions, and then send notices out to the people we're going to attack. Because it's a humane thing to do. I'm sure they did the same thing when they sent out the information on an attacking his own people. He probably put flyers and everything else out and said, hey, I'm going to come in here with chemicals tonight at 6 p.m. Be ready for it. The CNN host then went on to discuss Trump's remarks at a joint news conference where POTUS not only talked tough on Syria, on the Syrian president, Bashar, but also hammered Barack Obama for not following through on the threats to Syria. Today, the president condemned Bashar for the chemical weapons attack that killed dozens of innocent Syrians, including babies, Tapper explained. And then he went on to attack the president again, faulting President Obama for refusing to attack Syria back in September of 13 after drawing that so-called red line on the use of chemical weapons. And he tried to play that back, right? You do know that Mr. Obama tried to play those words back. We have no proof that they used chemical weapons, even though that all the pictures we saw and what we saw them doing and how we saw them reacting and saw their bodies reacting, we had 99.9% proof that it was chemical weapons, but we're not sure. The CNN anchor added that back in September 2013, Trump was taking to Twitter to call on Obama to stay out of Syria. But as he said today, and you find this out, you know, if you talk to an honest politician, and yes, they are out there, don't give me that stuff. But when you talk to an honest politician and you ask him or her, you know, about what happens once they get in, what do they learn once they get in there? You find out that you don't have the power you think you have. You just don't understand really what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do, what you can pull off or not pull off. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855, again, 732-5563. All right. Let's see what else. We got so much crazy stuff going on here. What university is this? Oh, George, of course. Yes, never mind. George Mason University. What? Well, some of these schools come up so often, you're never surprised when you read something like this, right? So the feminist students at George Mason University held a Make Your Own Damn Sandwich event on Tuesday. Because I know my biggest goal when I'm speaking to my lady is making sure that she knows how to make me a sandwich. That was part of the prenups. God. Make Your Own Damn Sandwich event on Tuesday, making both literal and metaphorical sandwiches to help them recognize their everyday sexism. Wow. The Women in Gender Studies program, which hosted the event, explained that its overall goal was to have participants in the event make their own sandwiches by deconstructing sexism through facilitated activities. Noting that, yeah, this is going to have a big hit. All it's really going to do is tell me that you don't know how to make a damn sandwich. That's what it's going to tell me. Noting that there would be small group activities focused on topics including job equity, intersectionality, which, what does that mean? Consent and sex. That's my favorite one. That's my my favorite one is if you guys, I don't know how to do this in a nice way. Some of you who went to college and couldn't control yourselves, and some of you who couldn't control yourself in high school, I want you to think about how that consent and sex would actually work. From both sides, there are a lot of young ladies that were dogs, too, in high school, and I don't mean that in looks. Media representations, body image, self-care, gender binaries, and the whole sexuality spectrum. This is exactly what we should be learning in college, don't you think? I'll tell you what. I don't care how much my daughter or son loved the school. If I saw the stuff going on in my kid's school, the check, I would stop payment of the check. I would stop payment. I think that's why they make you pay most of the time up front. So you can't just stop and pull your kids out. Organizers even provided loaves of bread and packages of lunch meat. See, I would have had a ball there. I would have been making my sandwich and look, here's how it works. I don't need you. You want to talk about real feminism? I don't need you. They even make plastic dolls now to take your place. But don't forget the robot women. They're just making it like, I'm so irritated the way they try to make this look like we demean the women all the time because we ask them. So do you feel demeaned every time I ask you to get me a cup of coffee? All right, so see, there you go. So you know what you're doing? You're bullying me. You need to stop bullying me to make me coffee. We'll have none of that. That's reverse feminism. Okay, thank you. God, so should I feel demeaned every time she asks me to get her a glass of water or something? This is what people do when they like each other. They care about each other. They want to help each other out. It has nothing to do with sexist or feminism or anything like that. This is an event that is meant to respond to sexist language and attitudes on our campus. The event description reads, the event is an attempt to deconstruct and challenge attitudes while encouraging participants to learn about gender equity and how to recognize everyday sexism in their lives. No. I would say how to create everyday sexism in their lives. Look, if a guy thinks that all you're good for is to make him sandwiches, bring him his beer and whatever, you know, he's an idiot. He's an animal. It has nothing to do with sexism. It has everything to do with ignorance and stupidity. So the Make Your Own Damn Sandwich event also featured information on the gender pay gap. Do you think that Elizabeth Warren will go there along with Pelosi? They should go arm in arm. Since both of them, as I have been saying, now Pelosi I knew about for years. I talk about her all the time. Both of them consistently pay the women that work for them up to, 28% less than the men. They do it. They scream about pay equality, and they refuse to step up and make an example of it themselves. The Women and Gender Studies program defined on its Facebook page as the difference between earnings of men and women, even though the very same post acknowledged that factors apart from gender also influence such statistics. They should have like a big whiteboard, and they should put the faces of the top 10 legislators. The top legislators that are guilty of this, big time guilty of this. You know, it's just amazing. Anyway, I'm going to go relax now. I'm Showman Senior, your host. You listen to Real Side on, intersectionality. Could you make it smaller? Intersectionalism is the study of intersections between forms of systems of oppression, domination, or discrimination. As an example is the black feminism, which argues that the experience of being a black woman cannot be understood in terms of being black. Okay. Or just being black. I know, but you know what? You're the one that taught me that when you use the word in the description, it kind of doesn't work. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host, Assistant Real Estate at CCN Live. Lots coming up the next hour. If you want to learn more about homeschooling, Sam Sorbo joins me. And I'll probably learn too. We'll be right back.